CJLO 1690
Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljood. Representatives of Quebec's business community voiced their criticism of certain measures taken by the provincial government in protection of the French language. On Saturday, multiple economic organizations added their signatures in an open letter to the Legault government, asking them to reassess their stance on the matter. These organizations view the latest measures as pressuring companies to make changes that are difficult to enact in a short amount of time. They stated the government had given them 3 years to implement rules that are yet to be adopted. Bill 96 was passed in 2022. Some of the measures concerning businesses were only introduced in January. While the final version still hasn't been sanctioned, the deadline for their complete submission to Quebec's new regulations is June 1, 2025. The president of the Quebec branch of the RCC, Michel Rochette, stated that Quebec businesses had already undergone an entire transformation that was barely completed 5 years ago, and so all of the altered signs will have to be redesigned within a shorter period of time. He also pointed out that the signage might be subjected to limitations that can only be dictated by municipalities and building owners. Concerns surrounding the impact these regulations will leave on supply were also communicated in the letter. Rochette said that they can do much more than keep in touch. Despite the Canadian press's request for comment, the French language ministry hasn't been very responsive. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And today, the music that I'm going to be playing are important songs in terms of social justice, political revolutions, and movements. But before we get into that, I have a bunch of things actually that I need to. Sorry, guys, I'm trying to pull something up on the computer. CJLO.com 1690 AM. Okay. So sorry. Okay, I'm present, mentally present. So sorry, guys. I was pulling my things up. Anyways, okay. I wrote my notes, and then we'll get into the music, which have to do with the notes, which is why I have the notes. So a lot about what I'm about to say has been in the news recently, but it's been pretty limited. On Wednesday last week, students at Columbia University in New York set up a liberated zone protesting the occupation and genocide in Gaza. This is a direct reference to the 1968 liberated zone on Columbia's campus that had to do with the Vietnam War and other protests that they had that had to do with segregation and the apartheid. The current encampment was originally set up on the South Lawn, which is a designated protest zone. And the next day, Thursday last week, Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq called the NYPD, saying that the students were trespassing and violating rules and policies, which many of these students had been issued suspension notices without due process, which goes against Columbia policies. All the policies that they've supposedly violated are unclear. As students have come out stating, there was actually a TV program about it, and a lot of the students are speaking up about it, stating that they, in their emails notifying them of their suspensions, that they actually were not told what rules they had broken or policies they had violated. The NYPD entered the campus and forcibly removed the tents and supplies and dumped them in an alleyway between two dorms and then arrested 108 students. So far, 50 suspensions have been made, many of whom have had their ID badges deactivated, rendering them essentially homeless as they are unable to access their dorm rooms and their belongings. Since these arrests, more students have descended onto the campus, occupying the lawn across from the one that they were kicked out from, and people have been gathering day and night outside the gates of Columbia supporting the students. The students are demanding that the university disclose and divest any investments in any company that has a hand in the genocide, whether it's directly or indirectly, and demanding not to be silenced by their university and to provide amnesty for students who have been arrested or punishments for participating in pro-Palestinian protests. movements. The occupation of the Columbia campus and their liberated zone and their encampment is ongoing. Yesterday, hundreds of faculty members protested in solidarity with the arrested students and the students who are currently at the encampment on campus. Many faculty members called for the resignation of Shafiq over her actions of silencing students. If you are in New York or now or could be in New York in the next, you know, 24, 48 hours, you can show your support for students by checking out the supply list of what they need. These can be found on social media for the students for, what is it? Students for Justice in Palestine, the Columbia chapter. They have a list of things that they need. You can also partake in the protests that are going around the city outside of the gates to support these students and help them and help them in their efforts to be heard by their university. Columbia has since moved to virtual school during what they call or referring to as a time of crisis. And last week, Southern California USC students and faculty members protested the cancellation of a commencement speech by their school's Muslim valedictorian. She's been active in her support for Palestine on social media and in person, and USC said they needed to cancel her speech for risks related to security. In the last few days, a lot more university campus protests and encampments have begun, many building off of the energy of Columbia and in solidarity with not only the arrested students, but also Palestinian students demanding that universities divest from companies that have a hand in the occupation and genocide. Universities, especially on campuses in the U.S., have played a vital role in social justice movements and change in the world, being home to protests against the Vietnam War, protests against the South African apartheid, protests against racial segregation in the United States, protests against the censorship and punishments of students who were distributing information about civil rights movements, and protests against economic and social inequality and the influence of corporations on politics. A lot of these students have been silenced. Last night, 47 students from Yale were arrested for their pro-Palestinian encampment. This happened during the third night of their encampment. Harvard has closed their yard in anticipation. Over 150 people late last night at the NYU encampment protests were arrested. Faculty, students, and community members were forcibly arrested and pepper sprayed, and NYPD actually broke into their encampment during the 8 o'clock or the late night prayer the students were having. Students at UNC Chapel Hill have joined in support of the students arrested at Columbia. They have erected their own protest, but so far there's no arrest there, but things are still moving. In Massachusetts, Emerson College, MIT, and Tufts University have also set up their own protests. Michigan as well, and so has Vanderbilt, but Vanderbilt University students have been occupying parts of their campus since March 26th with the longest ongoing encampment. There have also been protests at UC Berkeley, Cal Poly, Humboldt campuses in solidarity with students arrested at Columbia, Yale, and NYU. And 9 students today were arrested at the University of Minnesota over their pro-Palestinian encampment. If you in any way can support these students, whether you know people who go to these schools or joining protests, it's a pretty crucial time to get involved. There will be local protests here in Montreal on Sunday at 2 p.m. at Place des Arts. If you are a local here in Montreal and you want to join that, you can also follow Montreal for Palestine on social media, where they are constantly posting updates about protests, things that are going on. I know that there's a movie screening tomorrow night with the Concordia and McGill Jewish Voices for Peace chapters. If you're interested in attending that, you can check out their respective Instagrams, Jewish Voice for Peace, Concordia Jewish Voice for Peace, McGill. Essentially just support who you can support at the moment for those university protests and get involved with local protests in your community, because today is day 200 of the genocide on Gaza and they really need our support. So in the spirit of that, all of the music that is going to be played today has references to various movements, revolutions, and etc. throughout history. Let me pull up my playlist. So, our first three songs of the night are Talking About a Revolution by Tracy Chapman, Une Canadienne Errant by Alexandre Bayard, and Last Night I Had the Strangest Dream by Serena Ryder. So, what time is it? Let's get you guys going with the first three songs, and then we'll have an ad break, and then I'll catch you on the other side to talk about them.
Don't you know that talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper? Don't you know talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper? While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds this way. Who are people gonna rise up and get their share? Who are people gonna rise up and take what's theirs? Don't you know you better run, run, run. But a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, while they're standing in the welfare lines, crying to those of the armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds this way. And finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh no. Talking about a revolution. Oh no. Talking about a revolution.
Un Canadien errant, banni de ses foyers. Un Canadien errant, banni de ses foyers, parcourait en pleurant des pays étrangers. Parcourait en un jour triste et pensif, assis au bord des flots, au courant fugitif, il adressa ces mots. Si tu vois mon pays malheureux, va-t'y à mes amis, que je me souviens d'eux. s'être disparu. Et ma patrie, hélas, je ne la verrai plus. Non, mais en expirant, oh mon cher Canada, mon regard languissant vers toi se portera. Un Canadien errant, banni de ses foyers, parcourait en pleurant des pays étrangers, parcourait en pleurant des pays étrangers.
This is Kristen Carter. My debut contemporary pop album, Full Bloom, is now yours to discover. Full Bloom is a living garden of 12 songs that celebrates the beauty and the seasonal nature of life. You can find Full Bloom wherever you listen to music. Visit thekristencarter.com or follow at Kristen Carter Music for more. Funded by Factor and Canada's private radio broadcasters.
Join us every Tuesday night at midnight on CJLO for Floydian Slip. It's an hour of music by Pink Floyd. Craig Bailey, your host for an hour from the dark side of the moon. An hour of Pink Floyd, Floydian Slip, every Tuesday night at midnight, right here on 1690 AM CJLO. Learn more online at floydianslip.com.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and we're going to run through those three songs that we talked about, but for anyone who wasn't listening, tonight's edition, episode, whatever you want to call it, is mostly songs about revolution and social change and social justice movement in light of the protests and encampments that have been sparked throughout the United States University campuses, and as well as the ongoing ones throughout Montreal and Canada. Pretty much every week since the Palestinian genocide really took a turn. So the first song that we had was Talking About a Revolution by Tracy Chapman. This was released in 1988 off of her self-titled album, and it was played heavily on air in 2011 during the Tunisian Revolution. Then we had Un Canadien Errant, or The Wandering Canadian. This was sung by Alexander Belliard. This was originally written in 1842 by Antoine Gérin Lajoie after the Lower Canada Rebellion. The song is about the pain of exile and has become important for people like the Acadians and rebels of the Upper Canada Rebellion, who suffered mass deportation from their homeland in the Great Upheaval of 1755 to 1763. The lyrics speak about a wandering Canadian banished from his homeland, speaking about remembering his home and his friends and the desire to return home. We listen to a version by Alexander Bayard released in 2020 off of his album Légendes d'un Peuple, tome 2. And then we had Last Night I Had the Strangest Dream, sung by Serena Ryder. Serena Ryder released this in 2006 off of the album If Your Memory Serves You Well. It was originally written in 1950 by Ed McCurdy, and it was written 5 years after Hiroshima. The song speaks to a powerful condemnation of nuclear weaponry. Simon and Garfunkel, among many other artists, have re-recorded this song in dozens of languages, and in 1980 it became the official theme song for the U.S. Peace Corps. Up next, we have A Universal Soldier by Buffy St. Marie. We have Black Day in July by Gordon Lightfoot, and we have Ohio by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. So here we go with Universal Soldier by Buffy St. Marie.
He's 5'2" and he's 6'4". He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA, and he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan.
says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Dachau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war, and without him, all this killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from him and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put an end to war.
Black Day in July. Motor City madness has touched the countryside. And through the smoke and cinders, you can hear it far and wide. The doors are quickly bolted and the children locked inside. Black Day in July. Black Day in July. And the soul of Motor City is bared across the land. As the Book of Law and Order is taken in the hands of the sons of the fathers who were carried to this land. Black Day in July. Black Day in July. In the streets of Motor City there's a deathly silent sound, and the body of a dead youth lies stretched upon the ground. Upon the filthy pavements no reason can be found. Black Day in July. Black Day in July. Motor City madness has touched the countryside, and the people rise in anger, and the streets begin to fill, and there's gunfire from the rooftops, and the blood begins to spill. Black Day in July. In the mansion of the governor, there's nothing that is known for sure. The telephone is ringing and the pendulum is swinging, and they wonder how it happened, and they really know the reason. And it wasn't just the temperature, and it wasn't just the season. Black Day in July. Black Day in July. Motor City's burning and the flames are running wild. They reflect upon the waters of the river and the lake, and everyone is listening and everyone's awake. Black Day in July. Black Day in July. The printing press is turning and the news is quickly flashed. And you read your morning paper, and you sip your cup of tea, and you wonder just in passing, is it him or is it me? Black Day in July. In the office of the president, the deed is done, the troops are sent. There's really not much choice, you see. It looks to us like anarchy. And then the tanks go rolling in to patch things up as best they can. There is no time to hesitate. The speech is made, the dues can wait. Black Day in July. Black Day in July. Streets of Motor City now are quiet and serene, but the shapes of gutted buildings strike terror to the heart. And you say, how did it happen? And you say, how did it start? Why can't we all be brothers? Why can't we live in peace? But the hands of the have-nots keep falling out of reach. Black Day in July. Black Day in July. Motor City madness has touched the countryside, and through the smoke and cinders you can hear it far and wide. The doors are quickly bolted and the children are locked inside.
Black day in July. Black day in July. Black day in July.
Right, welcome back. Let's run through those three songs that we just listened to. We started off with Universal Soldier by Buffy St. Marie. This was released in 1964 by Buffy St. Marie. This song was written after observing soldiers returning from the Vietnam War, despite the U.S. government's insistence that American troops were not involved in the fighting. At the time, this was such an original and compelling anti-war song that emerged during the 60s, because St. Marie makes it clear that we all bear responsibility for legitimizing the war and perpetrating it, as we the people have chosen our government and directly or indirectly played a hand in the way the cards of the Vietnam War unfolded. Then we had Black Day in July by Gordon Lightfoot. This was re-released in 2003 off of the album Classic Masters. Lightfoot originally wrote this in 1968. It was about July 1967, one of the most deadly civil disturbances in American history, the Detroit riots, beginning with an after-hours police raid on a bar frequented by Black Americans. Massive arrests occurred, and wide-scale anger, looting, and arson followed the arrest. This event occurred 3 months prior to the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. And then we had Ohio by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. This was released in 1974 off a compilation titled So Far. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young wrote this song about the aftermath of Nixon's confirmation on April 20th, 1970 of the Vietnam War expanding into Cambodia. After his speech, a wave of student protests followed on tons of university campuses, similar to the student activism that we're seeing today. But at the Kent State University in Ohio, the protest escalated and it was a lot longer than other protests. And eventually the governor called in the Ohio Army National Guard to restore order. And after he gave a rather offensive speech regarding the students who were protesting against the war expanding into Colombia, on May 4th, the National Guardsmen opened fire on protesters, killing 4 students and wounding 9 others. The song captures the outrage of this event and the need for truth and social justice. What time is it? 36. All right. Our next song is Where You Go by Shoshana Jedwab. And then we're going to do an ad break and then we're going to chat a little bit.
Where you lie, I will lie. I know your peace. Productions Nuit d'Afrique invites you to the gala of the 17th edition of the Silly d'Or de la Musique du Monde. Come out to La Tulipe on Tuesday, April 25th at 8 p.m. for extraordinary performances from the finalists for the awards and vote to help them win the Silly d'Or, the Silly d'Argent, or the Silly de Bronze. Les Silly d'Or de la Musique du Monde gala is sure to expand your musical horizons. For more information, sillydor.com.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m., only on CJLO 1690 AM.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's get into that last song that we listened to, Where You Go by Shoshana Jedweb. This was released in January of 2018 as a single and currently at many of the student protests and encampments throughout U.S. university campuses. Students can be heard singing the last part of the song that says, "Your people are my people." This is in reference to the Palestinians in Gaza, that they are part of us and we are part of them. There are no differences. We are all humans and we are all one. This is one of many of the songs that they have been singing at, especially the Columbia encampment. A lot of the other ones I can't find to listen to, but this is one of the ones that I could find. So we love that. Up next, we have I Pity the Country by Willie Dunn. Yes, I Pity the Country by Willie Dunn, and then we're going to come back and chat about that and then see where things go.
I pity the country, I pity the state, and the mind of a man who thrives on hate. Small are the lives of cheats and of liars, of bigoted news press, fascist town crier. Deception annoys me, deception destroys me. The Bill of Rights froze me, in jails they all know me. Frustrated are churchmen, the saving of soul men, the tinker, the tailor, the colonial governor. They pull and they palm me, they're seeking to draw me away from the roundness of the light. Civil servants, they thrive off my body. Their trip is with power, back begging and welfare. Police, they arrest me, materialists test me, pollution that chokes me, movies that joke me, politicians exploit me, city life that jades me, Hudson Bay fleece me, hunting laws freak me. Government is bumbling, revolution's rumbling. To be ruled in impunity is tradition continuity.
I pity the country, I pity the state, and the mind of a man who thrives on hate.
All right. It's me again. We're doing a bit of a different format today, but we just listened to I Pity the Country by Willie Dunn. Willie Dunn was a Mi'kmaq singer, musician, filmmaker, and activist. Unfortunately, he never achieved mainstream success. This is in part due to his political activism, which did lead to periodic imprisonment, and partly to his refusal to compromise his artistic principles. But I think his music is pretty amazing. Dunn rejected a lucrative offer from Columbia Records to tour with Glen Campbell. They suggested as a marketing ploy that he smash his guitar on stage as an act of anti-establishment rebellion. Despite his marginal status in the music industry, he managed to have a rich legacy of artistic accomplishments. In 1968, he wrote a powerful anti-colonial song, The Ballad of Crowfoot, which is featured in his documentary film. The documentary film is titled the same thing as well, The Ballad of Crowfoot. Both the song and the film decry colonial injustices and urge Indigenous Canadians to engage in widespread political activism. The film was first in the National Film Board history to be directed by a person of Indigenous descent, and it won so many awards, including a Gold Hugo Award in 1969 at the prestigious Chicago International Film Festival. In 1971, he wrote I Pity the Country, which is a continuation of his forceful critique of colonialism and racism. He's very slay. Billy Dunn is big slay. I don't know where his documentary is streaming, if you're interested in watching that, but I'm sure it's somewhere. Up next, we're going to listen to some of If I Had a Rocket Launcher by Bruce Cockburn, and then I'm going to close things out with a little bit of relaying some information that I said at the very beginning of the episode and some information about this song. So here we go with If I Had a Rocket Launcher by Bruce Cockburn.
Second time today, everybody scatters and hopes it goes away. How many kids they've murdered, only God can say. We'll be right back.
All right, that was our last song for tonight. So let's talk about it. If I Had a Rocket Launcher by Bruce Coburn, released in 1983. He was a consummate activist. He has espoused causes relating to Afghanistan refugees, child soldiers, indigenous land claims, deforestation, and the elimination of landmines. The passion of his activism is that of one of the most influential protest singers of the 1960s. In 1983, Coburn was touring a refugee camp in Mexico when he was informed that Guatemala helicopters had earlier attacked the defenseless refugees, and If I Had a Rocket Launcher was his angry response to the event. All right. Circling back to the beginning, in the last week, there have been tons of protests and encampments at U.S. universities. The one in Colombia resulted in 109 arrests, but they're still ongoing. Yesterday, 47 students from Yale were arrested, and last night, 150 students, faculty, and community members were arrested at the pro-Palestinian encampment at NYU. They were also pepper sprayed at NYU throughout the United States in places like UNC Chapel Hill, MIT, Emerson College, and Tufts, University of Michigan, the University of Minnesota, and UC Berkeley have been showing their solidarity with the arrested students, as well as engaging in Palestinian protests on their campuses, demanding that their universities disclose and divest from any companies and money that has any hand indirectly or directly to the genocide and occupation that is ongoing in Gaza. In light of that, if you wish to get involved in Montreal, there will be a protest on Sunday, April 28th, starting at 2 p.m. at Place des Arts. You can also follow Montreal for Palestine on social media, Montreal for like the number 4 and then Palestine. You can also follow Students for Justice in Palestine. Pretty much all universities have chapters. Columbia has a chapter. A bunch of other schools do as well. And on there, they're posting updates about their encampment and letting people know if they need any supplies or resources, sleeping bags, food, tent, etc., etc. The Columbia students are on day 5 and they really don't plan on moving until their demands are met. So if you're in New York or any places near those schools, or you know anybody who is, you can check out the different Students for Justice in Palestine chapters to see how you can support those students. The Independent Jewish Voices, earlier I said Jewish Voices for Peace, so sorry, got my organizations mixed up. Here in Montreal, the Independent Jewish Voices are hosting a screening of Prince of Egypt tomorrow at 7 p.m. They're going to be discussing the story of Passover and the Jewish liberation from slavery, as well as their current defiance of Zionism and the genocide of Palestinians and the Palestinian struggle for liberation. And I mentioned this in a couple weeks ago, but there's a website called Amnesty International that has a lot of information about the situation in Gaza. They also have the mailing addresses of Prime Minister Trudeau and the mailing address for the House of Commons. If you don't know your MP, you can head to the parliamentary website to figure out who it is. If you wish to send a letter to Trudeau concerning the ongoing occupation and genocide in Gaza, his address is the Right Honorable Justin Trudeau, PC MP, Prime Minister of Canada, 80 Wellington Street, Ottawa, Ontario, K1AOA2. And if you wish to write a letter to your member of parliament, you can mail the letter to insert name of your member of parliament, House of Commons, Ottawa, Ontario, K1AOA6. And letters going to the House of Commons do not require postage. If you prefer to call Trudeau or Melanie Joly, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, that's also an option. Canadians.org has a page dedicated to a call for a ceasefire with talking points if you would like to follow a script. If not, you don't have to follow a script. But if you wish to call Trudeau, you can call 1-613-992-4211. That is 1-613-992-4211. Or you can call Melanie Joly at 613-992-0983. That is 613-992-0983. You can also on this website find a list of a ton of the other people who sit on the Foreign Affairs Committee. I forgot the name of it right now, but their numbers are also there if you want to reach out to them as well. That is all I have time for. Thank you so much for listening to Hitting All the Bases. This is CJL Low, 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This has been Hitting All the Bases, and I will catch you guys next week.